Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to Sambaza Podcast, the show with the most riveting topics and conversations. I'm your host, Sambaza. Stay with us till the end for funny bloopers and rapid-fire questions. Don't forget to click and subscribe, as you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as Sambaza Podcast. Did I mention that we are on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? With that said, Wasambazaji, let's get this show started. Here we go. Hello, Sambazaji. We are going ahead and picking up from where we left off when the question was regarding relationships or something like that. So let's continue and let's enjoy.
Personally, it's a no-no. But when we're talking, we started off, it's a no-no. I would say it's a no-no. With me, and we say, there are different factors. Okay, there's age, and then how long ago it happened. Those can kind of change your perspective of viewing things. But when you're talking about recent, no. And then how am I gonna sit right next to you and talk about, guys don't talk about the experiences. I don't know about women, but guys don't talk about the experiences with their sexual experiences, let me put it that way. So just the fact that I can sit with you in the same room and then you have been with my X, nah, that doesn't sit too well. There's a guy code. Don't break it. Just don't break it. Yeah.
And then, do you think it should be the same for women? Like, would you?
It should.
Would you date or attempt to date a friend of an ex?
No. Because they probably have some secrets they told each other. Now you, no. Unless, of course, they passed on. Or it was 10 years ago. And something that you're not aware of. You know, there's those situations where you just come up and it's like, oh, okay. By that time, it's too late. I guess.
Well, you're married now, but then you're, pre-marriage. Would you have ever entertained the idea of dating somebody that had a kid?
Are you talking about personally, or are we going to be politically correct?
There's no political correctness in the show.
Okay. Personally, this is my view. And I think it's interesting that my wife also shares the same view. There's this saying or something that women say, I want you to have my first child. So my wife said that. She said she wants me to have her first child, and I wanted her to have her first child. So when you put that in perspective, I think that's my thought process there. And yeah, it'll be difficult. It'll take a lot. But I don't think that's going to happen. Right?
Okay. Do you have a secret family you want to tell us about or something like that?
Oh, secret. In African context, I'm pretty sure, I'm going to throw this out, and this is way off. This is going to be a curveball, okay? So, I do have a secret family, but it's more traditional, and you have to put it in an African context. So, when my grandfather dies, and I am named after my grandfather, if his wife is still alive, technically, that's my wife. In traditional terms.
Hold on.
So,
let me make sure I'm getting this.
So,
your grandmother.
If my grandmother is still alive, it's more like you're being passed on for somebody who's going to be in charge of the family. Now, what people have taken it further is now going and all you're doing is you're just supposed to be responsible for the family. Anything that happens, you're the one to look after the family. So yeah, that's my secret family. Do I have one right now? Maybe one. But that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like the viewers to know?
Yeah, I'm actually starting my YouTube channel. And it's funny, when you start off with a YouTube channel, you kind of are scared about it. I'm still scared of showing my face, but I'm working on it. All I need is just 1,000 subscribers, really. It's really that cheap. I just need 1,000 subscribers, start monetizing, and then after that, I'm good to go. Yeah.
So as a podcaster, is monetization a big deal for you?
No. I'm doing it for fun. And a lot of people, I'll catch flack on this, because a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, no, you have to monetize. But what's your reason for doing the podcast? Is it passion? If you're passionate for something, monetizing will come. You don't have to force it. Like, I need only 1,000 subscribers. Then, well, whoever views it, views it. My content is for whoever wants to come and view. Well, if you watch 1 million views, well, so be it. If I get one view, so be it. Yeah.
Where do you see African podcasting being in the next 5 years?
It's going to be huge. African podcasting is going to be really, really huge. The only problem is, who are the major players behind it? Are we going to be... is it going to be dictated by the white male in the US or the Western society? Because those are the ones who are the players right now. It's still raw, new. Us as African podcasters, and from the diaspora, as much as we try to get into that market, we have a problem of funds, accessibility, and a lot of these things. You know, if we had actually funds, if we were funded well, we could get into the game and actually hold on to how we're going to be monetized as African podcasters. Now, imagine you have the whole of the African continent, and right about now, maybe, like, let's talk about Nigeria. Nigeria has how many people in Nigeria?
Too many.
Two million. Kenya has 20 million?
200 million.
So we're looking at 200 million, right? Now imagine that's just 206 million. That's just Nigeria. Now imagine the penetration for podcasting in Nigeria, and having all those podcasters coming out and giving out content, telling our stories. And that's the most important thing: telling our stories in our way, by our people. That's the most important thing. Now, when we make money, money is going to come, but at what cost? How are they going to be paying us? And what a percentage are they getting? Okay, fine. You can provide us with platforms all over and give us, you know, access to the rest of the world. But the question is, okay, I'm directing content, but if I'm giving you the content, how much are you paying me, the percentage? Is it 20%, 10%? And you keeping, how much are you keeping back? You know, and especially with the RPMs, you know, that's where is a major concern. So when these players get into the African content, there's going to be a lot of jostling. I think it's like going to be the next scramble for Africa in terms of podcasting. So we have to be careful about who we let in and who we are going to, you know, give access to. And especially who's going to report. Because I would rather listen to a voice with an accent. Or you could have an African, an American accent, but when I look back at your social media on Instagram, I know you're from the African continent. You grew up in the African continent, or you have some knowledge of the African continent, and that's what's most important.
So essentially you're saying that being in control of our own narrative is of the utmost priority.
That is very important, because look at it, good example. Monkeypox, they were showing African images. And I think a station, one newspaper in Kenya, actually reversed it and showed a white person on the picture and said they do also get monkeypox. It's not African. But the narrative was already being spun out there. See, but we have to be able to control our own narratives. And when we do that, oh, it's going to be wonderful.
So speaking of the big players coming in and, you know, typing up African podcasters, What is your advice to those out there who are still trying to figure out a lot of things about podcasting, and your advice as to how they can put their work on paper in numbers?
You have to align with the right people. And this is where Podbreak comes in. We're starting off a movement here, and we're trying to talk to other African podcasters and have these conversations. If we don't have these conversations, when the players come in, they're going to divide us. And then, hey, if you're going to be given $50 per, I'm just giving an example, $50 per episode, and then you come and give me $50 per episode here, or maybe give me $20 per episode, I don't know what you're getting. But if we come up and say, this is what we want as African podcasters, and we know as African podcasters, this is what we are supposed to be getting, then we are going to have one voice and we're going to have a strong voice. But if we're just going to, everybody's going to do their own thing, yeah, it's just going to be just the way the scramble for Africa was.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, Stephen from Sambisa.
You're welcome.
All right.
Did you say Sambisa?
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
Okay.
We got enough time.
All right. Just 40.
Okay, well, Sambazaji, that concludes my part in the Podbreak weekend series. And let's continue with this conversation as we bring in more people and as the weekend goes on. We actually do have a long conversation going on. So join me on the next episode as we have fun with the Podbreak. Well, okay, that concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Sambaza. Stay tuned next week as we'll present to you a new episode. Meanwhile, let's chat through Instagram and Twitter at Sambaza Podcast. Or you can send me an email via sambazapodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can send me a voicemail message if you have the Anchor app. Let's talk and chat. Peace and love, Wasambazaji.